Good morning.
Morning.
So we are still talking about chesed, and we spoke about so many different parts of chesed, and recently I mentioned about a gemach. I want to talk about two parts of chesed, which I don't know if we touched upon, which are maybe not what comes to your mind the second you hear the word chesed. But where's the limit to chesed? Is there a limit to chesed? Is there a point where we all know you have to be nice, you have to be helpful, you have to look after someone else, but is there a point where chesed, maybe it stops? It's not the right thing to do, because that's included in chesed. I remember speaking to my Rebbe Yitzchak Berkowitz in Eretz Yisrael, and he said, chesed stops where you're going to get burnt out. That's where the limit is. Everything until there is pure chesed. You got to keep on going. There's no such thing as saying it's too much. But if chas v'shalom, it's a point where a person is going to just be completely burnt out from helping this person or helping in this situation. So right before that point, that's where a person is allowed and supposed to say, ad kan, until here, I can't go further. I wanted to speak about a second point of chesed, which may not come to mind right away. And that is, chesed doesn't mean that you're always doing for someone else what necessarily they necessarily want. Of course, we spoke about in the very beginning. I think I even mentioned that, yeah, chesed means you have to look after someone else and you got to help them out and you got to do what they want and not what you want. But chesed also means if you're in a position of authority, if you're a position of a parent, you're a classmate, if you're using the right judgment and you're being honest and you seek advice, sometimes chesed means that you're going to do something for somebody even if they may not appreciate it in the moment, but if you're really looking after their good, a parent that has a punishment, someone of authority in a school, in a yeshiva, that sets out rules, well, maybe that's not chesed, because chesed, you should be nice. You should just let it slide. You should just let it go. That's not included in chesed, because ultimately, the true chesed is caring about the person. Chesed is looking after the person, that the person should be the greatest person that they could be. And that takes insight, and sometimes it doesn't always mean that you're doing, quote-unquote, the nicest thing for the person. But in the long run, you really are.